In AA, we have over 23,000 women. We are fortunate tonight to have a lady member of AA come from Lubbock to address you. She is now associated with the Southwest Clinic and Commission on Alcoholism in Lubbock. I now give you Miss Anonymous.
I'm Nelda, an alcoholic. By the grace of God, I've been without alcohol for 2 years, 1 month, and 1 day today. I am the living proof of the statement that Horace Sowathy made, that the disease of alcoholism is no respecter of persons, in that it strikes both men and women, people of every race, every creed, and every kind. I started drinking early in my high school days, and I know now that I was an alcoholic when I took that first drink of whiskey, in that it made me something that I was not. However, through ignorance, even though my education hadn't been neglected in any respect, it had been neglected on the one thing that was to affect my life the most, alcohol. Through that ignorance, I did not know that I was physically allergic to alcohol, as Horace had told you. And consequently, I stumbled blindly for many years in my alcoholism. Somewhere crossing the borderline into alcoholism, where I then possessed the other characteristic of an alcoholic, that of the mental obsession to drink. Possessing those two characteristics, I was truly a sick person. And being a sick person, I was powerless. I was sick not only physically, but I was sick mentally, and I was sick spiritually. And just in that order, I attempted to do something about myself and my drinking. I tried medical science in an attempt to do something about myself physically and my drinking, and to no avail. I tried psychiatry in an attempt to do something about myself mentally and my drinking, and to no avail. And then I tried religion in an attempt to do something about myself spiritually and my drinking, to no avail. However, through these endeavors, I did meet a very wise and very understanding man who was not an alcoholic. He was a man of the clergy. And he was the first person that suggested to me that possibly I might be an alcoholic. And that I might suggested that I might contact Alcoholics Anonymous. As I said a moment ago, I was pretty ignorant on the subject of who is an alcoholic and what alcoholism was. When he called me an alcoholic, I didn't know if I should resent it or not. And when he suggested that I contact Alcoholics Anonymous, I did resent it. And I said to him, "Me go down there with that bunch of drunks?" He thought that was pretty funny. And he said, "Well, Nelda, if you aren't a drunk, what are you?" I had no alternative then other than to go. My first attendance at an AA meeting was one of utter amazement. In that I could not conceive of those happy, laughing people ever being in the condition that I was then in. And I certainly couldn't conceive of myself ever being in the condition that they were then in, happy, laughing, and sober. The first thing that this program gave me was hope. When those people told me, they said, "Nelda, you're just like we are. You're suffering from a disease known as alcoholism." That gave me hope that I might find the thing that they too had found. I was no longer alone. The next thing that I was given was knowledge. To me, knowledge is the most powerful weapon in the world. There's great power in knowledge. I learned who an alcoholic is. I learned about this disease of alcoholism. And I learned how I could and how I can combat it. The next thing that I was given was a place. I'd never had a place that was all my own. I've had a lot of places in the world that the social and the business world give you. But I'd never been happy and I had never been secure in those places. But I found my place in AA. And then I was given a plan. Not just a plan to get out of the situation I was then in, but a lasting plan, one that I could follow the rest of my life. Through this simple program and the suggested 12 steps of this program, I have found an answer for every problem that I've ever had or that I ever will have. Until then, I had been almost afraid to expect much of God or to bother Him. Until I was in such great need that I had no place else to turn. And I learned that all of the darkness of the world and of alcoholism cannot blot out the single light of faith that comes from this fellowship. I don't guess there's a person that ever lived that didn't sometime or other say, "I'm going to wipe it all out. I'm going to start all over again. I'm going to begin again." I tried to do that many times. But I never found a way that I could begin again without eventually reverting to the bottle. This program gives us a true beginning again. We learn to live life 24 hours at a time. Just as our Creator in His wisdom made the world that way. Each day begins with the sunrise and dies with the sunset. And so we accept our lives that way, 24 hours at a time. God has created in all of us certain desires. And for every desire that He has created, He also has created the answer. Just as the mere fact of hunger in the human body has been answered by food. So there's a great desire in the world today for happiness. That happiness for me has been answered by faith. I have found peace and contentment. My life has begun to fall into harmony with the will of God. I have found my solution, and I have found my place. I now have the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Thank you.